Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kia. May I help you?
Hello, Kia. I received a note, an email notice that I had placed an order, which I did not place. I don't know what this is about.
Can I get your zip code?
04011.
04011.
Yep.
Give me just one moment while I look for your account. Can I get your first and last name, sir?
Thomas Rump, R-U-M-P-F.
Yes, sir. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
34 Belmont Street in Brunswick, Maine, 04011.
Yes, sir. So it's showing here that on March the 12th, you purchased a smart fitness tracker. You called in. You didn't want any extras. You only wanted that one fitness tracker, and it was on a 14-day trial. That product was on a 14-day trial to try it out to see if you like it. If you didn't like it, you're supposed to call back in to cancel, or you'll be billed the one-time payment, the original cost of that product.
So I was not informed that this was a 14-day trial.
Yes, sir. You were given product knowledge when you called in. You was offered a 20-day extension also to keep with that second watch. You declined that extension, which left you on your 14-day trial.
I don't recall receiving that call. I didn't talk to somebody about an extension.
No, sir. It was on the 12th when you called in to cancel. She offered you a 20-day extension. You declined that because you didn't want to keep none of those add-on products.
Correct.
Yes, sir. So that when you declined that 20-day extension, that was confirmed that you only wanted to keep the one fitness tracker on that 14-day trial.
Correct, and it was supposed to be $5, not
$16.97. No, the shipping charges was $5.97. It was a 14-day trial to try it out, sir. Outside of that trial, if you don't call back in to cancel that trial, you're billed the one-time payment, the original cost of that product.
Well, I don't. This was offered as a special offer that you get this watch for $5, and then they tried to sell me all these add-on things, which I didn't want. And now you're telling me that, you know, hidden in this was that I was going to pay $70 for this watch?
Yes, sir. That information wasn't hidden. It was in terms and conditions at the bottom of the advertisement when you signed up to receive our product.
It wasn't clear to me at the time. So what do I need to do to return these and cancel this order?
Okay, sir. So it's showing here, due to health regulations and COVID, we cannot allow that product back into the warehouse.
Okay. So how did you get my phone number?
When you purchased our product, sir, you typed in this information.
No, I got a notice that said that, you know, this Amazon was offering me a special offer on this watch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very deceptive.
Yes, sir, the offer stated.
I was trying to order all these additional things, and I kept saying I was ordering all these additional things. And when I called to cancel that,
mm-hmm.
She never told me this was for a 14-day trial.
She yes, sir. Well, it's showing here that you were offered to save. The protocol is the same. She offered you discounts and an extension to keep those extra products. You declined. Your account was refunded back those charges for those products. The information was given also on the advertising when you seen our products in the terms and conditions, sir. Maybe you didn't read that information, but it was at the bottom of the page state. It is a 14-day trial, and you will have to call back in to cancel, or you will be billed the original cost of that product.
This is very deceptive practice. I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, sir. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Apparently not, but you're clearly...
I do understand that, sir. Well, as a courtesy today, I offer you a 35% refund on that charge if you would like.
You offer me what?
A 35% refund on that $69.97 charge.
Uh, I don't think that's going to be sufficient for me. I think I was misled. I was led to believe that this was some special offer where I was going to get a fitness watch for $6, and then now I've been charged $70, and you're telling me it was hidden in the terms and conditions, which I didn't entirely read because it was deceptive, and your advertising did not point that out.
Yes, sir, but the information wasn't hidden. It's at the top of the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page. The 35% refund I offered you was a courtesy due to we can't allow the product back into the warehouse.
Yeah, I understand. So I'm going to I'll accept your 35% refund offer.
Okay, sir. So our process at 35% refund in your account is canceled out, so you won't be able to ship any more of our products. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you.
I want to thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Bye.